No government or social system is so evil that its people must be considered as lacking in virtue.
In our ongoing series, November 1963, 50 years after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, we're listening back to some of the defining moments of his presidency. This morning, the commencement address at American University on June 10, 1963, that redirected the trajectory of the Cold War. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us inside JFK's so-called peace speech.
What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave, or the security of the slave.
It is hailed as one of the most important speeches of the 20th century, a call for world peace by a president who knows well how terrifyingly close America and the world had come to nuclear war.
I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on Earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Our problems are man-made, Kennedy says. Therefore, they can be solved by man. This speech is a striking departure from Kennedy's previous Cold War addresses. And for an audience reared on Presidents Truman and Eisenhower's Cold War rhetoric, this message is entirely new.
Some say that it is useless to speak of peace, or world law, or world disarmament, and that it will be useless until the leaders of the Soviet Union adopt a more enlightened attitude. I hope they do. I believe we can help them do it. But I also believe that we must re-examine our own attitudes as individuals and as a nation.
In the months since the Cuban Missile Crisis in October 1962, Kennedy and Khrushchev maintained a secret correspondence about nuclear disarmament. In a letter to the Soviet leader dated April 11, 1963, Kennedy writes, "Both you and I have grave responsibilities to our families and to all of mankind. The pressure from those who have a less patient and peaceful outlook are great. But I assure you of my own determination to work to strengthen world peace."
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
In this speech, Kennedy announces upcoming test ban treaty talks in Moscow, and he heralds America's unilateral end of atmospheric nuclear testing. With our hopes go the hopes of all mankind, he says.
This generation of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression. We shall be prepared if others wish it. We shall be alert to try to stop it. But we shall also do our part to build a world of peace where the weak are safe and the strong are just. We are not helpless before that task or hopeless of its success. Confident and unafraid, we must labor on, not towards a strategy of annihilation, but towards a strategy of peace.
Excerpts from John F. Kennedy's commencement address at American University on June 10, 1963. Soviet papers reprinted the address in its entirety, and the USSR's leader at the time, Nikita Khrushchev, hailed it as the best speech by an American president since Franklin Roosevelt. Tomorrow, the landmark civil rights address that Kennedy delivered the very next day. Our story this morning was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from George Hicks. To hear all the stories in this series, go to our website, wbur.org.